you're talking to me now.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. And it's time. It's 5 o'clock for another live performance here on Live from Studio J. And in the house, we have Flash Clash. How you doing?
What's up? How you doing? Good. I'm doing great. Great. Thanks for having us, or me.
Yeah. Normally it'd be us.
Yep, yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. You got lots of great music for us?
Yeah. I just want to tell you guys, I love this studio. I've played here probably, I think, at least two times, but maybe even three times in my musical career. And it's such a great studio, and I'm just happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh,
so cool.
Our pleasure.
All right. I'm talking to the people live on Facebook, too. They're not going to be able to hear the piano, but I don't know if you're just bored, watch, hear what a regular vocal sounds like without me. Paper Clouds. Sweet.
Paper Cloud. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you want me to just keep going, or you got you want to talk?
Let's talk a little bit. Let's all fill right, in sweet. Some time.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was 6 years old, but I've been playing guitar, and then I got into piano more in high school, and now I just love the piano so much I can't really play the guitar that much, but I play the guitar a lot still. I sing and
can't get away altogether.
No, you can't. It's either one or the other's needed. I wish I would have just played drums as a kid, though, because I think that's really the key to music. Love drums. So just getting into that. But I've been producing a lot as well for other artists, so it's been going well.
So you started on the drums, huh?
Well, no, I wanted to.
Oh,
I wish I would have. Knowing going back, I would have. But I play as much drums as I can now, so it's fun.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it kind of moved around a little bit here, a little bit there, and then finally landed where you're at now.
Yeah, I actually play a lot of synthesizers. Kind of known for that too. So that's a lot of this music. It sounds really synthesized, like more of an 80s kind of EDM feel. I'm just kind of playing the bare bones structure of like how I write the songs before I produce them. So, yeah.
All right, let's do another one. Okay. What's this one called?
This one's called Purple Lightning, and it's not out yet, but it's one of my favorite songs. So,
okay.
Brand new one.
Thank you.
happen. Windshield wipers. I love a rainy night.
Let me guess, you like playing the radio.
I do. Yes, sir.
And you get a lot of good stuff, especially late at night if you look hard.
Oh, my God. I know. I in that song, in the recorded version, in the beginning, there's just a tuner going through radio stations. That old familiar, you know, Iraqi forces. Yeah, so that's good. That's all I heard growing up, you know? I don't know. A lot of people don't. There's satellite radio now. There's not a lot of that static hanging out much. Maybe in bad parts of town. I don't know.
Well, you got to admit, at least with satellite, you get a lot more to choose from than commercial radio. Way more.
Definitely. And, you know, ain't it the thing? I still can't find stuff I want to listen to sometimes. I'll go through like the 138 stations. I'm past POTUS. I'm getting into like the Christian, you know, preachers. And I'm like, I can't find one song. There's nothing good on 60s. There's nothing good on 70s.
Well, I tend to go for the outer radio stations. Like, I actually like deep tracks.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great always, but when you catch it at the right time, they play a lot of good stuff.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it is refreshing to have somebody actually trying to play something, you know, not a robot.
Yeah, it's like, wow, a Seeger tune I've never heard of.
Yeah, well, you had a lot of those. They just came out on Little too tall, could use a few pounds. I've been born taller now.
I almost thought you were going to do that one.
I could. You want me to do it? Let's do one a little more B-side.
Yeah, right. If you could figure out something, sure.
Yeah, I love Seeger, man. He's the best.
Oh, yeah, he's great. And he doesn't get what he deserves as far as radio play because they only want to play like 3 songs from him.
Yeah.
And he's got such a huge catalog.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, you don't have to stick to those 3 songs.
To the one I just played. Yeah. God, it's so good, though. You know, oh, man, I love that. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that these aren't good songs. But, you know, you got to play more than just that, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what... Everybody's got to sell something now, so it's either familiar or bust.
That's pretty much it, you know?
Yep.
They're actually training the young minds to be such, like, robots when it comes to listening to music. You know? This is what's good. Listen to it.
Yep. And they're not going to question it. So it's the Telecommunications Act of 1997. It screwed everything up. Go look it up. It's now there's only one entity. There used to be regions. There used to be regions. You could actually become a regional boss.
Right.
So funny.
listen to different things depending on where you are in the States. You
know? And then they could collaborate with each other. Like, all right, we got Springsteen over here in Northeast. Like, let's send him over to California and then you send us the birds.
There you go. Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. So tell me about the rest of the members.
You know, I was going to do a... I was going to do a tune that I wrote with a young singer named Lindsay. That was one of the first songs I ever played that I just love. And I've been producing her a lot lately. So I thought I'd give it a shout out, a male vocal version of one of her songs. So.
Okay.
It's called You Gonna Learn. You Gonna Learn. It's out on her first album. Shut
Sounds
Up.
Sounds like something a female would say.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, I get this. All right, all right. All right, let's try it. You want to try it out? Cool. Come on. But my mama always told me, try to look over your shoulder. Said some things are better left untouched. But it's hard when you know that. Maybe it was your fault. Maybe there's something you could have done. You're gonna learn. Taking over, and my heart said that something wasn't right. I'm starting to see clear now. I'm a little bit older. That maybe my crazy was always right. And mama said not to cry too much about it. Time has a way of numbing the pain. Today, today, today. But my mama always told me, trying to look over your shoulder, said some things were better. When you know that maybe it was your fault, maybe there's something you could have done. And mama said not to cry too much about it. Time has a way of numbing the pain. You're gonna learn.
That's that one song that happens every week.
Oh, you like that? What happened?
Oh, no, I like the song.
Oh, but... you like that one. Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Okay.
But there's always one song per band that always catches me off guard. I'm in the middle of something, and then all of a sudden it just stops abrupt, like, you know, and like, oh man, I got to scramble to the mic.
Okay. Well, I hope they got the gist of it, so that's good.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so, oh, you're good. I think I'm still live. I'm probably boring the hell out of the Facebook Live community because they can't hear any of the piano. So it's just this guy singing.
Well, you got a good enough voice. You can carry it by yourself.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good enough voice. I'll take it.
A cappella? No problem.
It's like, well, she goes around the world from Berlin to Carolina. She's a sticky finger crook. I don't know. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Hit it, Rockapella.
Yep. Yeah, so anyway, what I tried to ask you last time, if you want to talk about the other members.
Yeah, well, right now, it's just me going on tour as a one-man extravaganza. I have a bunch of backing drum machines and tracks that I play along to with a guitar, and I run across the stage like Howard Jones in 1987. It's pretty fun. But it cuts down on the cost of having to employ more musicians for the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's basically just me jumping around. So please come check out the Flash Clash tour. I'll be going live every night. You can watch it. It's going to be a lot of electronic dance music, EDM. You'll really like it. Flashclash.com. Check out all the info. And we're sponsored by Moog. And we play Roland Ira equipment. So it's like all this cool new synthesizer stuff that's coming out on the market. It's pretty fun.
Okay. Any upcoming shows?
Yeah. The Electronic Transith Tour starts August 1st, and it goes till the 17th of August. And you can check it out, flashclash.com. It'll take you right to the site. Of all the shows.
And where's that at?
It starts in I believe Los Angeles, and then Burbank, and then Las Vegas, Denver, Colorado, Phoenix, Arizona, Albuquerque, New Mexico, I think Wichita, Kansas, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan. We're playing at the Russell Industrial Center here in Detroit, Michigan. I think that's the August 13th, pretty sure.
Okay.
It's a Saturday, whatever that is. It's either 12th or the 13th. but then we're playing in Ohio, in Cleveland, Ohio, and then, Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You're going to be a busy boy.
Yeah. Getting on the bus, you know, it's gonna be fun.
Bring a lot of books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or just one iPad. I'm just kidding.
Hey, and
load it up.
Whatever floats your boat, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
yep.
I find that books pass the time better if they're good books.
They do. We on tour, we did like a whole Robert Langdon. It was like 7 years ago. We listened to like Angels and Demons and The Da Vinci Code, like when it first came out. Like, well, I guess that would have been 10 years ago now. Thinking about it. That was pretty great. That kept us going throughout the whole tour.
Cool. Yeah. All right. How can we find your music?
Yeah, just go to flashclash.com. And I want to, that's flashclash.com. And you can go to YouTube, type in Flash Clash, and there's just like all our live performances and all the songs that we've had off our first album, Born of Astronauts, are on YouTube right now, and they will be re-released on iTunes coming up in the next couple weeks. And look for our second album, which is about to drop too. after that. So just all kinds of good stuff.
You keep saying our.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I like to think of Flash Clash is actually... So not a lot of people know this, but I'm actually from the year... I was born in the year like... I'm not really allowed to say this, but I was born in...
Why not?
It might affect the space-time continuum or whatever, but I was born in 2968, and I came here in the year 2987. I came back. So Flash Clash Flash Clash is the way that you time travel in the future, and we took the name of how to time travel and came back so that we could recreate the sounds of that time. So I'm actually from the year 2987. I'm like a time traveler from the future. So when I say our, it's all the people that have survived all the wars for the last 1,000 years. From now until about the 2800s, there was like the atomic spider wars in like 2485. About, you know, 400 or so years from now, all kinds of stuff that happened that my ancestors survived in order for us to still have electronic instruments during the time that I live in the future. You getting all that? Sorry. So I traveled back here using the Flash Clash, and now we're here, putting electric music in the ears of all the people in the past so that we can make society a lot better. But politics isn't helping right now that much. Politics is trying to fight us back, and that's what's going on.
Okay. Why don't we do another one?
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great. This one's called Just Add an Ellipsis.
Ellipsis?
Ellipsis. Just Add an Ellipsis.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
sweet land.
These songs sound way different on the album, but he'll be like, oh, cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Need an incentive to buy a copy.
Yep. I'm not yet. You don't even have, we're not selling anything here. Just go, I'm just giving you a suggestion. Go check out, the music on YouTube. Anything, if you type in Flash Clash in Google, you'll freak out. It'll be me and spandex jumping around. Time traveling through
spandex.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Well, it's part of a it's what the bourgeoisie kind of wear in the way future. It got really big in like the mid 2800s, and then it died out, but then it came back. So all the electronic people that live underground. The anthropomorphists, actually. That's my group is called the anthropomorphists. That's what I am. I am an anthropomorphist. And they all wear spandex. So I'm not wearing it now. You know, I got to fit in. But, you know, back home, I got the spandex. So. when I travel back, which is not much because they're after me. I can't say their name. The Holt. I'll just say it. Why not? They're going to kill me anyway. The Holt. The Holt is the really bad organization in the way future, the Holt. And they're on me now. I bet you my man in there is a Holt spy. They're always on me. But they still haven't really taken me down. So I'm just flash clashing all around trying to bring music to everybody. Yep.
On a mission for good, huh?
Yeah, on a mission for just the golden ratio. You know the golden ratio? Right. Yeah. Just trying to
only slightly it. Familiar.
It's yeah, you know. We're at a college here.
Curvature of a snail? Curvature of a snail?
Yep, Avogadro's number, you know? I mean, it's like just put it all together.
Okay.
So it all you know, maybe gravity is the strongest force. It's just, you know, hidden between 11 dimensions, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But you know, that's another day. That's a whole other thing. But I'm pretty happy. Did you guys want one more? I mean,
we have to get up to 6 o'clock.
Oh, we do. Okay, so what do we got right now? Where are we at? Are you guys still looking at Facebook?
Hang on.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oh, yeah, there we go. We got some time. So this is all about me. This is an hour about me. This is great.
Yeah, you got to love it.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to Aaron Kopfer for putting this together. Graphic Equalizer Productions is his company, and he booked the whole tour that we're going on. Good guy. Give a shout out to Hertz Schramm Lawyers, Howard Hertz, Joe Belanca. Shout out to my mom. Hey, mom. Shout out to my daughter, Zoe. My wife, Jen. Shout out to my dad. I think that's like the most important people in my life there, you know? No, they do not know that they reproduced a time traveler. But, you know, I kind of play dumb with them to make them think that I'm normal. And it's worked pretty well for 30 plus years here.
So you've been hiding, huh?
Yeah, in this time. But it's good. It's really good. You want me to do, let's do another one.
Sure.
Let's have fun here. How about I do let me do a cover. Here we go. Thank you.
on the fire, and it burned like before you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away. It's true, it ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Girl, you know I got to go home. Lord, I wish it wasn't so.
Cherry. Classic. Just keep laughing. Waiting on the response from you guys. I'm out here. You guys are in there. It feels like the end of Superman 2 when he just like locks himself in the ice fortress, and they think that they're taking his powers away, but really he took the powers away from Zod.
Okay.
The chamber reversal. Yeah.
Yes, the chamber, and he was saying, like, Gene Hackman's like, he was safe out there. He was safe in there. And Margot Kidder's like, you know what? You're a real pain in the neck. I love how I just remembered that. I didn't know I knew that. I know she said it.
Oh.
And then the guy who can't talk is like,
Non.
Oh, thank you guys for talking. Thank you for making me feel a lot better.
Well, my studio engineer knows a lot more about this than I do. I'm kind of like out of the loop, like, what?
Oh, my God. What was up with some of those, like, sequels? So Superman 2, oh, you know what? No, sorry. Superman 2 is not better than the first one, but it's awesome. Ghostbusters 2, not better than the first one, but it's awesome. But Empire Strikes Back, clearly better than the first one. Lethal Weapon 2, clearly better than the first one.
Superman 3 was kind of wild.
Oh, Superman 3 was... Do you know that there's like a whole documentary about that? The reason why it was wild is because it was produced by Canon Films, who made... They bought the rights because nobody wanted to make it. And they did Masters of the Universe and like Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo, and... and like American Ninja Warrior 1 and 2 with Michael Dudikoff. Sorry.
And Superman 3 with Richard Pryor.
With Pryor. That was the big thing. They spent like a million, like they paid Pryor like $1.5 million just to have his name. Like, we need Pryor. Oh, what a bad movie. Oh my God. It was not that good. And then they did 4 as well. They did Superman 4.
Oh, yeah, the nuclear guy.
The nuclear guy, yeah. We're like, this is Superman's hair. It's in a museum. They use his hair to create the nuclear guy. I mean, what a great plot. Yeah. So, do you guys want to hear the saddest chord ever?
Sure.
All right, D minor 9. It's like, I mean, it's pretty sad, isn't it? You know, it's pretty damn sad. It's not like, it's not scary either. It's just like, is there a God? You know, like dwell on it for your lifetime. Are we living in a matrix? No, I don't know, but that chord will help you try to figure it out. Yeah.
But what's the major chord? What's the happiest one?
I would say happiest chord is probably C major. Yeah. Woo. Yep. Actually, I'm transposed here.
No wonder it's in 90% of the songs out there.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I mean. It's there it is. There, you know, that's it's all C, man. First thing I learned. How about? C, man.
I see.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I'm trying to think of one more song I can play just like this. Man, thank you guys for having me. It's been an awesome time just shooting the crap with you.
All right. Our pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. Think here. All right, I'm gonna do one more cover here because I love playing this piano. It's really fun. Ain't no sunshine, she's gone. She's away, yeah. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Sunshine when she's gone. House just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, don't leave young thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Yeah, baby. Only darkness.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves live from Studio J. And in the studio, we have Flash Clash.
All right.
All right. So, I was going to ask you. It left my brain. Oh, well.
No, it's all good. I mean, a lot of people have been doing that lately, especially in Washington. What? Oh. Oh. No, it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm a flat earther myself. I'm just kidding. I can see it. It's round. I can see the moon out there. It's round, man. We're in a sphere. Sorry.
Oh, you're all right. Okay, let's see. What were your influences growing up as far as your music?
I actually have something I settled on when people ask me for this. So I'm not going to lie. Michael Jackson, you know, it's like I used to be like, oh, yeah, you know, like early Yes and, you know, Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, Genesis, you know, before Gabriel left and. You know, I don't know, like Aphrodite's Child, which is basically like, you know, Vangelis' first band before. But no, I mean, like, let's get real. Like, I mean, the fourth song I think I ever heard was I'm Walking on Sunshine. Well, you know, I'm just a product of my time that I was raised here, 1981 through 1990, you know. I mean, The Goonies was a great film. No, but I mean, so you got Michael Jackson, Motown in general. I mean, isn't it funny that Motown is crazy? It's such an influence.
Oh, yeah.
It's nonstop for me with that. And you're always finding more songs, more artists that they did. So, yeah, Motown, obviously Michael Jackson's part of Motown. You know, and then, yeah, I got really into Bruce Hornsby when I was in high school.
Okay.
Love him.
He was a big deal back then.
He was, yeah. And do you know what's funny about Bruce Hornsby is that he was his first big job out of Berkeley, after he graduated Berklee School of Music in Boston, he became Ambrosia's piano player. Ambrosia. Remember Ambrosia?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's the song? It's like oh my God. Oh my God, what's their big hit? Somebody tell me. It's like oh my God, I love Ambrosia. That's how much I feel for you, baby. How much I need your touch. Right? Oh my God, Ambrosia. Oh, sorry.
Wow. This is
funny. I know all those. Do you ever hear, have you listened to Yacht Rock Radio on Sirius FM?
I've heard it's pretty crappy, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to call, they call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Call me Deacon Blues, Deacon Blues. They play Deacon Blues every 10th song.
Oh, wow.
And I behind the wheel. I can't get enough of them. How about, oh my God, like, thank you. Thank you for being a friend. You know, travel down the road and back again. Heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. You know, there's way more lyrics to that. It's like, if it's a car you lack, I'll surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. Sorry. Do you remember Lonely Boy by Andrew Gold? Like, oh, what a lonely boy. Oh, what a lonely boy. What a crappy song. Oh, sorry. This is great. I love talking to music people because you care.
So television themes are an influence.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Or like, Alan Thicke, right? Like, Alan Thicke's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to write TV theme songs. I'm getting so good at them that I'll probably star in one. Oh, my God.
I hear that.
I hear that, definitely.
All right, Flash Clash. Yep. I guess we got time for one more.
Okay. What am I going to do? I'm just so excited because I came in here and I had my acoustic and some backing tracks, but I saw the pianos you guys had, and I'm like, screw it. Like, I am going to just jam on the piano, like random songs. Let me try to find something here that's sweet. First album, Shut Up and Pick Me Up. I think you'll love this one. It's awesome.
Told me not
trusted intuition. All of the bad things instilled in me to be afraid of as a child. Grown-ups playing make-believe with us, so friends and we'd run wild. Run wild, run wild, run wild, run, run wild, run wild, wild. You said you'd let me be. For you and me, and find me tonight. Run wild, run wild, run wild, run. Everyone told me not to talk to you. They knew I wouldn't listen. I was following my foolish heart. I've trusted intuition. All of the bad things instilled in me to be afraid of as a child. Grown-ups playing make-believe with us, so frets and we run wild.
WHFR, Dearborn.